This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remained at a relatively low level this week. Here's CPR's John Daly.
According to the state's dashboard, 187 people are now hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's about half what they were at the summer peak in mid-July. This week, Coloradans began receiving an updated booster shot targeting the Omicron subvariant of COVID-19. Public health officials say the vaccine helps prevent most serious illness. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Cases of West Nile virus are up in Colorado. So far, the state has confirmed 63 cases this year. Deputy State Epidemiologist Jennifer Howe says hot and moist summer weather has boosted mosquito numbers.
The risk will remain high until we have a good hard freeze.
Mosquitoes that spread West Nile are most active around dusk and dawn. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers delivered his final State of the City address Thursday. He talked about creating jobs and investing in infrastructure.
8 years ago, people complained there were no cranes, evidencing new construction in the city. Now people regularly complain there are too many cranes.
The mayor also talked about the transformation of downtown Colorado Springs and increased traffic at the city's airport. Colorado Springs has highs today in the 70s, then it's in the 50s tomorrow. In Denver, 67 this afternoon and cooler on Saturday. The Front Range could get some rain tomorrow, then it's sunny again for Sunday. Mountain highs today in the 70s, Grand Junction in the 90s, and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.